In this experiment, I want to see if our thoughts can affect the world around us. You've probably heard people say that our thoughts shapes our reality, and it's this I want to put to the test. This experiment will show that thoughts are vibrations and have different frequencies, and thus affect our circumstances. The late researcher Dr. Masaru Emoto conducted a study lasting many years to see if human consciousness can affect the molecular structure of water. In his research, he exposed water to different words, pictures, and songs, and then froze the water to examine it with microscopic photography. The water exposed to positive speech and thoughts resulted in beautiful crystal formations, and the water exposed to negative speech and thoughts gave ugly crystal formations. Granted, his research has been criticized for both right and wrong reasons. Personally, I keep an open mind. The rice experiment I'm about to try, it's not a very scientific approach, obviously, and it doesn't really prove anything, but it's a very interesting experiment nonetheless, and it seems to be working every single time. Since rice absorbs water when you cook it, you can basically conduct the same research Dr. Masaru did. I approached the experiment by purchasing 3 brand new glass containers. I cooked some rice and added the exact same amount of rice in each container. And every day for about 2 months, I'd spend 60 seconds per container telling them either negative or positive things. The container marked love, I'd say nice things such as, "You're awesome," and "I love you." And to the container marked hate, I'd say horrible things such as, "You don't deserve to live," and "You make me sick," and "Go and kill yourself." And the container marked ignore, I'd do just that. It's been about 9 weeks now, and it's finally over. And I'm happy to tell you that it's a success. All right? And this is what happened. Alright, so the container marked with love is, it's in quite good shape. It's a little yellow, but I'd probably eat it, alright? And the container marked hate is, it's in bad shape, alright? This is quite disgusting. There's no way I would even touch this. The container marked ignore is, it's in better shape than the container marked hate, but it's still quite disgusting. It's actually quite surprising because I thought that the container marked ignore would be in the worst shape of all. But for some reason, it's not. You know, I've seen people doing this experiment and the container marked ignore would always, in most cases, be the one in the worst shape. This experiment, it just proves to me that our thoughts is not just an interior force, but also an exterior force, which means that our thoughts gives out some kind of energy, you know, vibrations when we think about something, and it goes outwards. Now, you might think that there's room for coincidence, but this works every time. If you want to try it yourself and narrow down your odds, try using 25 containers or even 50 containers. This works and it shows that our thoughts literally shapes our life. It all starts in your mind. What you think and feel, you will become. If you think in positive terms, your life will be positive in every aspect of life. I guarantee it.